This is the story of the little girl and the witch. Once upon a time, a girl was living with her mother, who said, "We have not enough food anymore. We're too poor for both of us to live in the house. You'll have to go out and find some work. And when you've made enough money, then you can come back and we can live together again. When you work, you'll have to work in somebody's house. They'll tell you what to do, and they'll pay you. They'll give you a place to sleep and some food." And so the girl sadly left her house and started going to other houses, knocking on the door and asking if they could give her work. But nobody had any work for the little girl to do. And she walked on and on. The further she went, the further apart the houses were. And finally, she was walking in the woods where there seemed to be no houses anymore. The girl kept walking and walking, even though she was tired. She said, "I better not stop now, because if I don't find a house to stay in soon, it's going to get dark, and then I'll be out in the woods alone." As the girl was walking, she saw an oven in the woods. And as she passed by, she heard the oven groaning. At first, she just thought it was a rusty door that was creaking in the wind. But when she listened carefully, she could hear the oven talking. It was saying, "I'm getting cold. My fire's going out. The girl gathered some dry wood and put it into the oven so that the oven was warm again. Then she didn't stop to warm herself, but hurried on. After a while, she passed a cow in the grass. The cow went, "Moo." She thought it was just mooing, but when she listened carefully, she heard the cow saying, "Milk me. Milk me." The cow needed to be milked. It was full of milk and was hurting. The girl took a pail and milked the cow. But she didn't stop to drink any of the milk. She just hurried on. After a while, she passed an apple tree. And she heard the branches groaning in the wind. At first she thought that it was just the wind. But then she heard the apple tree talking. It was saying, "Pick my apple. Pick my apple." The apples were so heavy on that tree that the branches were being weighed down almost to the ground and were in danger of breaking. So the girl picked the apples, but she didn't stop to eat any of them. She had to find somewhere to sleep, and she hurried on until she came to a house. The girl knocked on the door, and the door was opened. She said, "Can I do some work here?" And inside was an old woman who said, "Can you do some work here?" "You certainly can do some work here." And the girl said, "Where will I sleep? What will you pay me? What do I have to do? What will I eat?" And the old woman, who was a witch, said, "You'll sleep on the floor, you'll eat nothing, and you'll do all the work in the house, and I'll pay you nothing." She grabbed the girl and pulled her inside. Then the witch got very angry and started shouting at her and said, "You're going to have to learn to do all sorts of work in the house, you stupid, lazy little girl. Quickly, get a broom." The girl was so afraid that she grabbed a broom and tried to learn as much as she could how to clean the house and set things in order to make the food for the witch. The witch told her what to do and said, "Now remember, never ever look up the fireplace. Clean everywhere else in the house, but don't look up the fireplace or I'll get you." And so the girl had to work in the house. She got no money and had to work very hard. The only food that she could eat was scraps that fell off the table while the witch was eating. And she had to sleep on the floor near the fire so she would try to keep warm. She worked in that house for 7 years. One day, the witch went out, and the girl started wondering what was in the fireplace that she wasn't supposed to look at. First, she glanced out the window to see if the witch was near, and when she saw the witch was gone, she went to the fireplace and stuck her head up inside and bumped it. A bag fell down and spilled open. It was full of gold. With all the witch's gold that was hidden in the fireplace. "That should be my gold," said the girl, "because I've worked here for 7 years. I didn't get any food or any place to sleep or any money, so now this is what I should have." She picked up the bag of money and ran out of the house. But the witch came home and saw that the girl was gone. "I'll get that girl," said the witch. She jumped on her broom and started flying around, looking for the girl. The girl saw the witch in the distance, flying towards her. She ran to the apple tree and said, "Apple tree, apple tree, I hope that you remember me. I picked your apples when you had too much. Now hide me in the branches of the tree." The girl climbed up inside the tree. As soon as she had hid herself in the branches and the leaves, the witch came down, went up to the tree and said, "Apple tree, apple tree, I know that you remember me. Have you seen a girl with a bag that holds all the money that I ever had?" And the apple tree groaned and said, "No, mother, not for 7 years." The witch said, "Oh, blast." She got back on her broom and started flying about looking for the girl. As soon as the witch was gone, the girl thanked the tree, jumped down, picked up the bag, and started running home. Again, she saw the witch coming nearer. She was right by the cow and said, "Cow, cow, remember me. I milked you when you needed to be milked. And now, please hide me. The witch is coming." And she hid in the grass behind the cow. As soon as she was hidden, holding onto the bag, the witch came down and said, "Oh, now, brown cow, I hope you remember now. Have you seen the girl with a bag that holds all the gold that I ever had?"
"No, mother," said the cow, "not for 7 years."
"Oh, darn," said the witch. She mounted her broom and flew back off, looking for the girl. The little girl picked up the bag and started running and running again towards her home. Just as she was getting to the oven, she saw the witch coming again and ran over to the oven. "Oven, oven, hide me," she said. "I made you warm when you needed it, and now you have to do a favor for me. I'm going to get inside and hide."
"No," said the oven. "Hide in back of me."
The girl hid in back of the oven, not inside of it. And the witch came down and said,
"Well, here's my oven. I hope that you're not loving the little girl with a bag that holds all the money that I ever had. Have you seen her?"
And the oven said,
"Yes, inside."
But the witch said,
"Ah, I finally found her, inside the oven."
And the witch jumped into the oven to get the girl. As soon as the witch was inside, the girl ran around in front of the oven, closed the door, and locked it. The witch was trapped inside and never got out. The girl picked up her bag and ran all the rest of the way home. Her mother was overjoyed to see the bag full of gold. There was so much money there that the girl and her mother lived happily ever after. And that's the story of the little girl and the witch.